Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. The website there is weather.utexas.edu. Folks, it's Tuesday, the third day of May 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts for the next 7 days for Austin, for South Central Texas. Earlier this morning, a couple of light showers, even as we speak at mid-morning, even a couple of showers out around Camp Swift, around the Bastrop area over in Bastrop County to the east of Austin. Up in Georgetown, I think they had 3 or 4 hundredths of an inch of rain this morning as a result of passing rain showers, and some of that got down to Travis County as well. Now, that activity, at least in my thought, mainly came as a result of a little bit of an outflow from some showers and thunderstorms last evening over north central and northeast Texas as it departed into the Ark-La-Tex to Shreveport area and up into Arkansas, a little bit of a boundary coming south into parts of south central Texas. More importantly, though, and really kind of bothering me just a bit this morning, is the fact we have a cold front. Folks, that cold front extends from up around, northeast Texas. It has come through Waco down to about Gatesville now and back out to just northwest of Junction. By the way, temperatures at 10 o'clock. Folks in Waco, it's 63 up in Waco at 10 o'clock. Here in Austin, we're getting closer to 80 degrees. So there's a big difference in temperatures. Even Fort Hood at 10 o'clock is 80 degrees. So that's a pretty distinct front. And the whole question then becomes, will that front make it south today? And based on everything that I'm seeing, I think it's going to indicate that it'll be encountering a great deal of difficulty in doing that. Could it get down through Fort Hood maybe and see a bit of a wind shift there? That's possible, but I just don't think it'll get to Austin. I expect another upper-level low-pressure disturbance to the west as it approaches to begin influencing this front. And in fact, by tonight, that front probably stalled out to the north of us. Will begin to shift back to the north as a warm front. So going to see that happen. Could some showers develop ahead of it today? The lift associated with the dynamic edge of that cold front. Folks, we're running again 80 at Fort Hood, 63 at Waco. That's a pretty good front. We're seeing some light showers from north of Fort Hood now back up to east of Waco along that front. So it's always possible. I just think the rain chance here is pretty minimal. I think anything would stay mainly northwest of our I-35 corridor. So that front goes back north as a warm front. Here comes the next upper air disturbance and another cold front trying to take a stab into Texas once we get into late tomorrow and on into Thursday. Now, this will trigger a pretty good round of showers and storms and severe weather, by the way, over North Texas, Oklahoma. Once again, a severe weather outbreak anticipated over the next couple of days from Oklahoma over into Arkansas, the lower and middle Mississippi Valley. We're just too far south. The dynamics are stronger up to the north. I'd like to get some rain, like to avoid the severe weather, but nevertheless, I just don't know that we see that much. Our best chance of rain will be as the front washes out overhead or, again, to our north. That's that second front sometime late Thursday into Thursday night. Folks, if we see a wind shift, it'll mainly be to a light and variable wind. And very quickly thereafter, guess what? That system will turn into a warm front, and it'll go northward once again or go north-northeastward. And, folks, that leads us into the weekend, Friday into the weekend, when I expect a little bit of a building of an upper-level ridge of high pressure, a lid on the atmosphere. This is something we see during the summer months, and the heat builds below it. Folks, you consider the fact that we're in drought to the west of Austin, very dry soil conditions. Folks, you begin to build that ridge in, and I'm going to tell you now, we're going to see temperatures in the 90s on Friday and even the mid and upper 90s approaching 100 over the weekend. So this is not really surprising that much considering how dry it's been. If we'd gotten our spring rains this year, this would not be, our atmosphere would not be responding with the heat this quickly. But everything that I'm seeing right now indicates a very warm and toasty weekend. Again, highs approaching 100. Looks like a few more clouds maybe and temperatures come back or come down a few degrees, but still well above seasonal averages even for Monday of next week. By the way, I'm not encouraged by what I'm seeing from the National Weather Service, the Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland. Folks, where we were seeing some rainfall estimates for the 7 days, upwards of a half to 1 inch over the last couple of days, they pulled it way back now. It's back to about a quarter of an inch, and there are indications that areas south of Austin may receive little in the way of rainfall. This is certainly not good news as far as our prospects for getting any rainfall for Austin and for South Central Texas over the next seven-day period. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, third day of May 2022. I'll update my seven-day forecast. That's, of course, text on the website. And my audio weather thoughts, I'll update those again on Wednesday morning. I hope you have a great Tuesday.